And a good morning to you, Hank fans.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because he is the good news.
Not necessarily the news, where we are way more concerned with the headlines than the bottom lines. Good morning, Hank. Facebook Livers, streaming, having fun in the comments section. See what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story. We have a new Golden Bachelor in the wings. ABC announced the next Golden Bachelor yesterday, and everybody get to meet Mel Owens. It would be Mel. Mel, yeah. So the Bachelorette is on pause right now. In fact, a lot of the longtime people behind the scenes of the Bachelor, they quit. So ABC's up in the air. Yeah.
What happened?
If only we had the resources to search on internet.
Well, you but know everything about
while that's on pause, they're gearing up for the second time for the Golden Bachelor here. So Mel Owens, 66-year-old former NFL veteran turned lawyer, will be your object of desire. He was born and raised in a close-knit Midwestern family in Detroit. And he was a lineman at the University of Michigan. Ninth overall pick in the 1981 NFL Draft. NFL Draft's tomorrow night, by the way.
It was 44 years ago. That's a long time.
I'm sure Mel will appreciate you bringing that up.
You're welcome, Mel. I'm here
so,
for you.
Played in the league for the LA Rams 9 years. And then out there in California stayed and continued to... Well, then he became a lawyer. So it will be Bachelor in Paradise. Season 10 is going to air this summer. And then the Golden Bachelor will be returning to your screens this fall. Get ready. They haven't announced who's going to be vying for him. So, but go get him, Mel. The last one didn't turn out so well, so go get him.
Oh, so it's a question on everyone's mind. Who will grace the cover of People's Most Beautiful magazine? Well, you don't have to wait till July when you're in your dentist office, because that answer is Demi Moore. The brunette bombshell is holding it together at 62 and always gives us lots of deep life lessons when they do these interviews. She says the advice she'd give her 15-year-old self is to be fearless and take risks. Meanwhile, is most grateful for her family and pets and knew she was going to make it when she got her breakout role on General Hospital 2 weeks before she turned just 19 years old.
Plus, she's really good at making pottery. So that's amazing.
Yeah, that's,
congratulations to Demi
on
Moore.
On the job training.
Or Demi Moore. It's another name we never, as a public society, have formed a consensus on how to say.
I like Demi better, but I think it might be Demi.
It's in the Basinger category. So yesterday, the Tennessee Board of Parole recommended a full, complete pardon for all of his convictions in the past for Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
So, Nashville native and obviously makes no bones about his criminal record in the past. So, the parole board itself recommended this, and that now leaves it at the steps of Governor Bill Lee, the Honorable Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee. So, yeah, largely this would help Jelly Roll going on in the future, as it's really hard to perform and travel internationally if you have more than one conviction.
Make good choices.
Certainly up to the half dozen that Jelly Roll accrued over his lifetime, which, by the way, his most serious conviction includes a robbery at age 17 and a lot of drug charges over the years. So, but they say he's... with his clemency on the line right there, that he's more than atoned for it. And in fact, like virtually every week goes to jails and prisons. And that was even before he was famous and given his inspirational talks and singing. So Jelly Roll up for a pardon.
Jelly Roll!
Beg your pardon. So when couples split, it's never pretty, especially after decades of building a life together. So who's the question? Who do you stay friends with after the splits? Well, Hugh Jackman is quickly discovering that his old buddies are firmly siding with his future ex-wife, Deborah Lee Furness. He's now hot and heavy with an actress by the name of Sutton Foster. They're couple friends, not impressed, and he's really stung by all this backlash, even though he reportedly left the missus for his new leading lady.
Did you know it's Happy World Book Day? Did we have that in Why
No,
We Love Today?
No, we did not.
It is because it is the death 409 years ago in 1616 of William Shakespeare. So it is World Book Day, not Play Day. Well, anyway. And they say in a new survey, 63% of us would like to read more. And when it comes to reading books, a poll found a third of Americans haven't read a book in at least a year. Which kind of surprised me that two-thirds have at this point. So, yeah. Most of it, everybody said, 43% in this says, I just don't have enough time because of other activities out there to read a book. Number two is, I prefer other forms of entertainment. 32% said that, like TV, video games, or TikTok.
KB and Heather Lee.
We didn't make the list right there.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, but we're an open book. If you choose to read it.
So there's lots of ways to impress a lady. There's charm, charisma. You got to treat her nice. You got to look and smell good. And it doesn't hurt to be smart. Now, Kenny Chesney had a unique approach to dating when he was in high school and says that he would try to woo the girls by quoting math algorithms. Meanwhile, he promises an amazing time if you pop into his new show in Las Vegas at the Sphere. Says the visuals absolutely blew his mind. It's going to be a lot of fun. And they just added more seats to the venue. That all kicks off on May 22nd.
Math algorithms.
Uh-huh. He's got game.
I'd rather read a book. Be careful what you share with ChatGPT these days.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Evidently, in the past several days, they've greatly improved its memory. So now, ChatGPT will remember for the duration of the planet everything that you say, ask, or ask it to do. Well, so does Pepperidge Farms. And then the University of California, Berkeley researchers have experimented with lasers stimulating cells in the retina, and they say they have found a new color that has never been seen by humans.
Oh.
It is now described as blue-green. It's named Olo, and it can only be seen through laser manipulation of the retina. So if you go to Lowe's in the paint department and you demand this new color, that's not going to happen.
It's so much pressure.
By the way, don't stare into lasers. That would be the end of
KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.